You're listening to the Closing Market Report. The Midwest Crop Tour from Pro Farmer is on the road through the state of Illinois. On the phone line from the eastern leg is Brian Grady. He made his way into Illinois yesterday. What did the crops look like as you came across the border, Brian?
Well, to be quite honest with you, on my route, and I just had one of 12 routes, but it was dry. We came across the border in Kankakee County and then down, and we just didn't see. We had one good yield sample of a 185 on my route, and most of them were down around that 140, 150, a couple into the 160s. And I think for our total of 8 stops, we had a 150 average on my route. Now, like I said, it's just one of 12 routes, and we still have to do the western two-thirds of the state today. So things could change, and we've seen some better stuff coming west out of Bloomington this morning, by all means. Our yield counts have been much higher so far this morning, but that part yesterday was a little bit underwhelming for me.
Take me through the Indiana numbers as you tallied them yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we came up with an average tour yield of 167.36, and that was up 47.8% from year ago and 18.6% above the three-year average. So good, strong crop, much like in Ohio. It's going to need time and it's going to need water, but I will say the crop maturity was a little bit more advanced than what it was in Ohio. So Indiana probably got a little bit better chance at this point in time to hold on to the yield potential of what we measured than what Ohio does, but they're still going to need some rain.
Most of the scouts were impressed by Indiana, I take it?
Yeah, in general. I think the, kind of like I talked about with Ohio, the core numbers were pretty uniform in terms of what we were able to pull. But on the soybean side of things, there's a lot more variability. We had some really big pod counts out of some of those fields, and then we had some lower, really low pod counts. So I think the uniformity is there more so on the corn side than on the soybean side of things.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, thank you.
Brian Grady is on the eastern leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.